Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chick Full is. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mickey Haslin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Collins. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Phil Collins. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnecke. And now, play ball. Chick Full is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Full hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into left field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Todd trying to get to third. Kyler throws the ball into English, who tags Todd for the out. Haslin moves to second. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haslin scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fulas hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Todd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes English. The throw from Todd and he is safe. English steals second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffries moves to second. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cyl Johnson now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnecke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haslin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haslin hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerges strikes out. One out. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0-for-2 in the game. Warnecke hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-3 in the game. Foles hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Reggie Grabowski now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Klein reaches second base with a double. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman is walked intentionally. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haslin fields it and throws to second for the out. Klein moves to third. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball four. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Phillies, 3, Cubs, 3. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Davis now pitching. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0-for-3 in the game. Warnke hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeffries bunts towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffries moves to second. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Chick-fil-A. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffries moves to third. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is walked intentionally. Davis moves to second. Luke Iazza pinch runs for Harvey Hendrick. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Phillies. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Luke Iazza now playing left field. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-4 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Babe Phelps pinch hits for Woody English. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen pinch runs for Babe Phelps. George Darrow now pitching. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Gallen moves to second. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Babe Herman. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and Gallen is out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.